弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天是复活节，是今年主耶稣死里复活的喜庆日子。
Today is Easter, a joyous day of remembrance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead.
耶稣的降生、受死与复活是基督信仰中的三件大事情。
The birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus are the three major events in the Christian faith.
今天我们中英文堂的弟兄姐妹，我们聚在一起欢庆耶稣的复活。
Today, we Chinese and English churches gather together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
早期教会的基督徒他们四处传讲关于耶稣信息的时候，有两点是必须讲的。
When the early church went around preaching about Jesus,There were two things that has to be said.
第一，就是耶稣就是旧约所预言的弥赛亚，也就是基督，也就是救主。
First, Jesus is Messiah, Christ, and Savior, foretold in Old Testament.
第二，耶稣被钉死在十字架上面，三天之后他死里复活了。
Second, Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead 3 days later.
这个消息对当时的犹太人来讲是非常重要的。
This message is very important, was very important to the Jews of that time.
他们只要相信这两点是真的，就可以走出犹太信仰，信靠耶稣基督是主。
All they had to do was to believe that those two points were true, and they would step out of the Jewish faith to believe that Jesus was Lord.
今天我们已经有完整的圣经，有关于耶稣基督完整的启示。我们若信圣经中的话，我们就可以信耶稣是我们的救主。
Today we have the complete Bible with complete revelation about Jesus. If we believe the word of Bible, we can believe that Jesus is our Savior.
我们以前都是不信的，对吗
？We used to be unbelievers, right?
就像上次我讲到的时候提到几种不信的情况。
As I mentioned in my last sermon, there are several kinds of unbelief.
第一类就是刚硬的不信，不管你怎么讲，他都不信，他只信他自己。
The first type is stiff-legged unbelief.
第二类的
which doesn't believe no matter what you see, but believe only in himself.
第二类的不信。就是他们知道真理，但是却故意背逆，不听从。
The second is unbelief of disobedience, knowing the truth but willingly rebelling and not obeying.
第三类的不信是不明白的不信，对这样的我们需要花时间来去带领他们，帮助他们明白真道。
And the third category is unbelief that doesn't understand.We need to lead those people more and more to help them understand the truth.
还有另外一类不信是疑惑的不信，是小信啊，心里愿意信，但是信心小。
The fourth one is doubtful unbelief, which is a small faith. The heart is willing to believe, but the faith is small.
在马可福音第十六章记载的是耶稣复活的那天所发生的事情。
In Mark 16, this account about the God's death and the resurrection.
耶稣的门徒两次听见不同的人见证耶稣复活了，但是他们还是不信。
Twice, the disciples of Jesus heard different people testify with their own eyes that Jesus had risen, but they still didn't believe.
当十一个门徒他们在一起的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里面刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
Later, when the 11 were together, Jesus appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardening of heart, because they didn't believe those who saw him after his resurrection.
门徒亲眼见到复活的耶稣之后，他们的心才回转过来，他们所信的主是真的复活了。
After the disciple had seen the risen Jesus, the heart were turned around, and the one they had believed in was truly risen.
所以耶稣的复活 对门徒来讲是何等的重要，对我们今天的每一位基督徒来讲也是非常的重要。
So the resurrection of the Jesus meant a lot to his disciples as well as to ourselves.
因为耶稣复活了，代表耶稣胜过了死亡的权势。
The fact that Jesus' resurrection represents Jesus' victory over the power of death.
耶稣复活了，代表耶稣真是上帝的儿子，真的是旧约所预言的基督。
The fact that Jesus' resurrection means that he is truly the Son of God, truly the Christ foretold in the Old Testament.
耶稣复活了，代表我们信靠他的人将来虽然会死，但是也必像他一样使你复活。
The resurrection of Jesus means that those of us who believe in him, even though we die,We can still resurrect.
所以我们知道耶稣的复活对我们基督徒来讲是何等的重要。就像保罗在哥林多前书里面讲，若耶稣基督没有从死里复活，我们所信的就变成枉然。
So just like the Paul in Corinthians said, this is very important of the resurrection of the Lord. If he didn't resurrect,From the dead, what we believe are all in vain.
所以门徒见到复活的耶稣之后，他们不再疑惑，他们不再小心，而是坚定地去跟随这位复活的主到底。
So the disciples saw the resurrection of the Lord, and their heart was convicted, and they followed their Lord forever.
我们真的信耶稣基督复活了。我们的信心真的是可以变得无比强大，没有什么困难和患难可以拦阻我们可以来跟随这位主。
So our faith will become so strong that any difficulties and obstacles will prevent us from following him.
耶稣复活的事实可以彻底改变我们的信心，从不信到坚定相信。
The resurrection of our Lord can completely change usFrom unbelief to conviction.
有了这样的信心，我们就可以听从主耶稣的命令，遵循他的福音使命，经历他的伟大能力，也经历生命的奇妙改变。
With this confidence, we can experience the wonders he brings to us, and we can experience the change of our heart and our life.
我们若不相信耶稣基督复活，我们就不可能做一个真正的基督徒。
We cannot be a true believer if we don't believe the resurrection of the Lord, of Jesus.
因为我们还会惧怕死亡，我们还会惧怕患难，我们还会惧怕逼迫。
So we can still fear of difficulties, we have still fear of death and persecution.
所以耶稣基督的复活是我们基督信仰的核心。
So the resurrection of Jesus is the core of our faith.
当跟随耶稣基督的门徒见到复活的耶稣之后，他们的信心就得到坚固。于是耶稣对他们说
When the disciples saw the Lord and their confidence were strengthened, and the Lord told them,
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
You go into the world to preach the gospel. Those who believe will be saved, and those didn't will be condemned.
福音是什么？福音是关于耶稣的事情，是关于他的生平，关于他的受死以及他的复活。
Gospel is all aboutThe birth of the Jesus, the death of the Jesus, and also the resurrection of the Jesus.
因这福音，我们得着上帝拯救的恩典，也得着永生的盼望。
So because of this gospel, we got the eternal hope and the eternal life.
这福音不是只给门徒的，也是给普天下人的。
The gospel is not for the disciples only, but for the
所以我们要
all the world.
所以我们要出去传扬这福音，向所有人分享这福音，向万民传福音，使主耶稣 给每一个真正信靠他复活之人的使命。
So we will go out in the world to preach the gospel. This is a mission. This is our mission. That this is our assignment.
因为这样的人知道自己所信的是真的，知道自己所传的有多么重要。
And they know the preach is true and know the importance of their evangelism.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要在这里面要挑战大家的信仰。
So here, brothers and sisters, I'm here to challenge your faith.
在这个耶稣基督复活的日子，我要挑战大家的信仰。
In these days of the resurrection of the Lord, I will challenge your faith.
我相信我们坐在这里的绝大多数的弟兄姐妹都会说自己是信耶稣的，请信耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹举手。
I believe that vast majority of us sitting here would say that we believe in Jesus. So please raise your hand if you believe in Jesus.
没有举手的时候你还不信吗？
Those who didn't raise their hand, you don't believe them?
好像你已经很多你都已经受过洗，对不对？你想公开宣告你说我要信耶稣基督，你为什么现在不举手呢？
Most of us are baptized. Why don't you raise your hand because you are the true believer?
我们既然已经信耶稣基督，我们相信我们已经得到福音的一切的好处，请认为已经得到福音好处的人举手。
Because we are believers, so we get the benefit of the gospel. Please raise your hand if you get the benefit of the gospel.
没举手的是不是你好像还没有得到福音的恩典，对不对？
Why some people didn't raise their hand? Is that because you didn't get the benefit?
如果我们已经得到这福音的好处，我们是不是就应该与其他人分享？请愿意分享这个福音好处的人举手。
Please raise your hand if you want to share this gospel with others. Please raise your hand.
感谢神，我们为这些愿意分享福音的恩典的人，我们来鼓掌。
We applaud those who are willing to share their gospel with others.
但是我也留意到，刚才好像有些人没有举手哎。
I'm still mindful that some of you didn't raise your hand.
是因为你还没有信吗？
Is that because you still another you are not a believer?
是你还没有得到福音的好处吗？
Is that because you didn't get the benefit?
是你不愿意与人分享福音的恩典吗？
Is that because you are unwilling to share this gospel with others?
还是你害羞做这一切的事情？
Or are you shy of sharing?
今天中午一位弟兄请我去黄金广场新开的一家日本拉面馆吃饭。
This noon, a friend of mine invited me to a ramen restaurant in the Golden Plaza.
我告诉大家一个好消息，现在那个拉面馆是买一送一。
I will give you a good news that that ramen restaurant will buy one with one free, give you one free.
价格优惠，味道真的是非常的鲜美。
The price is cheap and the taste is very delicious.
请大家要抓紧时间去尝试一下，因为优惠到明天就截止了。
Please take up time to have a try because the favorite terms will be ended tomorrow.
我在这儿给这家餐馆免费的宣传，是因为我认为这是一个好消息，我要与大家分享。
The reason why I share this good news as an advertisement for that restaurant because I think that's a good news, so I want to share with you.
如果你认为福音是一个好消息，你已经得到福音的好处，你为什么不愿意与人分享？
If you think the gospel is good news and you get a benefit, why don't you share it with others?
为什么？
Why?
所以大家其实要想想。
We should think about it.
我们对待福音这个好消息，是否有像你像有去这样餐馆有优惠的这样的好消息与人分享一样，是不是有一样的态度
？Do we treat the gospel as one I just mentioned, like the restaurant favorite terms?
你知道这个餐馆现在有非常非常的优惠，你会迫不及待的，你告诉你身边认识的人，为什么你得到福音的这个好处，你却？保持沉默。
Now that you know the favorite terms of the restaurant, share with others. Why are you silent about the gospel?
我可以说，如果你认为你已经得到福音的好处，但是你却保持沉默，你的信仰一定出了问题。
I'm confident to say that your belief, and there is something wrong with your belief, because you know it is true, but you are reluctant to share with others.
我们对待福音的态度，很大程度上说，可以反映出我们对耶稣的信心到底在什么地方。
The attitude toward the gospel is, to a large extent, our attitude toward Jesus.
如果我们真的从不信转变到信，我们就应该积极努力地去传扬耶稣基督的福音，把使人得救的福音与所有人分享。
If we are truly converted, we should and we must evangelize this gospel to the world and share with others.
因为人若信靠这福音，就可以脱离永远的死亡，有永远的生命，这是何等的重要。
If we believe in the Gospels, we can disperse ourselves from the eternal days and get an eternal life.
人若不信这福音，就要被定罪，要永远的灭亡。
If a man doesn't believe in this gospel, he will be condemned to eternal death.
约翰福音三章十六节到十七节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫且信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16-17, For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
今天就是那弟兄跟他一起吃完饭之后，然后我们呢在散步，我们在聊天，他就提起说，他说你为什么这么积极的要去传福音？我就告诉他，因为我觉得这个事对我来讲是最重要的一件事情，因为那是关于人生命与死亡的这个最重大的一件事情，我应该竭尽我的一生要去做这件事情。
The same brother, after our lunch, we had a walk, and he asked why I'm so adamant on this gospel. I told him that this is the most important thing in my life. It's a matter of life and death. So I will give the rest of my life to preach the gospel.
有人说，因为他信的就有永生，不信的就灭亡。那我就不传，我就让他就不知道福音，那他就不会有信或者不信的选择，那他的结局可能是一个未知数，免得传给他不信而肯定灭亡。
Some say what if I don't preach it, he wouldn't know the gospel, he wouldn't have the choice of believing or not believing, and then his end will still be an unknown, lest I preach it to him in belief and surely perish.
这是错误的认识，我们以为我们不传福音给他，他就还有得救的机会，其实不是这样子的。
This is wrong. We think that if we don't preach the gospel to him, he still have a chance to be saved. This is not so.
人若没有耶稣基督的福音，结局就是永远与神隔离，就是永远的灭亡。
If a man doesn't believe in gospel of Christ, the end is eternal separation from God, which is eternal death.
人只有靠着福音才能够得救。
One can only be saved by the gospel.
所以我们说传福音其实就是在抢救人的灵魂。
So we preach the gospel to save the people's soul.
就像一个人他落在洪水当中，你不救他，就是眼睁睁地看着他被淹死，对吗？
Just as if a man falls in the flood, and if you don't save him, you are watching him drown.
但是你如果救他，你就把那个救生圈来扔给他，他如果抓住那个救生圈，他就可以得救。
If you don't save him, you are if you save him, he can be saved. If he grasps the life preserver, you throw to him. If he throw him a life preserver and he doesn't believe it, we'll save him.
但是 你把救生圈扔给他了，对吧？那是你自己做了，你当做的事情。他要不要抓住救生圈，那是他的决定，对不对？他如果不抓住救生圈，他就可能就会他就被淹死掉了。但是如果他抓住救生圈，他就得救了。
If you throw him the life preserver, and he doesn't believe it will save him, so there's nothing we can do.
所以我们传福音就是这样的，是去抢救那个即将要死亡的人的灵魂。
So we preach is we so if we preach is we try to save the people's life.When he is on the verge of death,
啊，并不是说我不去救他，他还就有可能得救，没有的。
That doesn't mean if we don't save him, he still have the chance to be saved.
啊，我今天要讲第二点。当我们信主之后，我们愿意听从耶稣基督的命令出去传福音。我们不但把这个可以把这救恩给人，也可以亲自经历耶稣基督复活之后的。那个大能。
The second point, when we are converted, at waiting to obey Jesus' command to go out and preach the gospel, we not only bring salvation to people, but also experience for ourselves the power of the Jesus gives to strengthen our faith.
这样我们的信心会更加的坚定。
So that our faith is strengthened.
在我们刚才读的那段经文里面，马可福音十六章十七节到十八节说，耶稣说，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
In the script we just read just now, Mark 16:17-18, Jesus said, Divine signs will follow those who believe. In my name I will cast out demons.I will speak with a new tongue.
这是耶稣对我们信之人的应许。
That is a promise, Jesus gives us.
但是并非所有的信徒都会经历这些神迹。
But not all the believers will experience this divine signs and wonders.
这些神迹是给那些愿意听从主的命令出去传扬福音引人归主的人。
These signs.Are for those who are willing to go out to evangelize the gospel.
当我们愿意出去，奉耶稣基督的名传福音，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，就靠着从主那里领受的能力，就可以经历这些神迹奇事。
When we are willing to go out and preach the gospel in the name of the Jesus Christ and pray in the name of Jesus, we can experience the divine signs and wonders.By the power we receive from the Lord.
如果我们天天只坐在教堂里面，天天祈求主的帮助，而不愿意听从主的命令去传福音，我们是会很少经历主耶稣的能力的。
If we just sit here in the church and pray for Lord's help every day and not willing to obey the Lord's command to preach the gospel, we will rarely experience the power of the Lord.
我想问在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。我们信主已经有很多年了，对吗
？I would ask you a question. It's been a while we become the Christian.
大家最近经历耶稣的能力，最近经历耶稣的能力是在多少时间以前
？When did you experience the power of the Jesus?
为什么很久很久我们好像都没有经历到耶稣的能力
？Why for many times we didn't experience the power of Jesus？
以至于让我们的信仰活得非常的软弱。
So that our faith is weak。
我们很多基督徒真的是就像一个软弱的一个基督徒一样。
We are just like the fragile and weak Christians。
我们很多的基督徒活得就像那个参孙必头发被剪掉之后的那个样子，知道吗？
Most of our Christians live the life just like the image of a Samson's hair was cut.
为什么我们作为一个基督徒，主耶稣已经给我们权柄，已经给我们能力，我们却活得软软弱弱的
？Why do we live this kind of a life, given Jesus has already given us this power?
我们真的弟兄姐妹，我们要去思想这个问题：为什么主已经给我们的权柄或能力，为什么我们却活不出来
？Why don't we live out the image of Jesus? Because since He has already given us this power, let's think about it.
我一月份的时候去印度参加短宣，所经历的是我在过去20年当中是很少经历的。
In this January, I went to India. What I have experienced is, I haven't experienced in the last 20 years.
在经历那些事情之后，我觉得最大的受益是我自己，让我的信心真的是得到了很大的坚固。
After all the things, the only beneficiary is I myself. My faith is strengthened.
就是我在回来之后。我还在经历耶稣的能力。
After I came back, I'm still experiencing the power of Jesus.
我们在当中的一位姐妹，她腰痛得非常的厉害。我为她祷告，她就立即就好了。
One of our sisters among us, she's been through a lower back pain, and I prayed for her, and she was better immediately.
细节我就不多讲，以后有机会可以听她本人来分享。
Okay, I won't go into details, and someday we will hear her story.
在传福音的过程当中，靠主耶稣赐的能力，赶鬼是最为常见的。
In the process of evangelism, casting out the demons by the power of the Lord Jesus is most common.
一个人如果他真的是被鬼附，我们奉主耶稣基督的名把鬼赶出去，其实不是很难的事情。
If a person is really possessed by a demon, it is not difficult to cast out the demon in the name of the Lord Jesus.
因为鬼都惧怕耶稣的名。
Because all demons are afraid of the name of Jesus.
你知道其实什么样的鬼其实是最难赶的吗？
You know what kind of demons are difficult to cast out?
就是人心里面的鬼。
The demons in our heart.
就是被这个世俗世界所诱惑的鬼盘踞在人心里面，这样的鬼是非常难赶的。
The demon that is tempered by the secular world and entrenched in our heart.
真实的鬼是不难赶的。
The real demon is not very difficult to cast out.
耶稣也允许我们可以讲新方言。那这儿讲新方言是指说其他民族的语言。
Jesus promised us we can speak the new tongues. When it comes to the new tongues, the tongues spoken here are not the tongues spoken totally new language.
主耶稣赐给我们讲方言的能力，是为了将福音传播到未曾听闻福音的其他民族当中去。
Jesus gave the ability to speak the new tongues in order to spread the gospel to unreached people.
手能拿蛇，我们知道在使徒保罗身上应验过。
To handle a snake, is a case in point that Paul, Apostle Paul, has fulfilled.
喝了毒物也必不受害，在教会历史当中确有这样的记载。
Drinking poison will not harm you, and there are records of such incident in church, in the history of church.
按手给病人祷告，病人就必好，这样的情况也是在传福音当中是常常遇见的。
Lay hands on the sick and praying for them and they will be healed is also something that we often encounter in the course of evangelism.
就是这次我去印度的时候，我亲自为一个耳聋的人来为他祷告，主就立即开通了他的耳朵，可以听见。这是我亲自经历的，我不是跟在大家随便讲。
On my way to India, I personally prayed for a deaf man, and the Lord opened his eyes to hear.
因为在我在为他祷告的时候，问他有什么需要祷告，然后他一点反应都没有，然后帮旁边的人说：“你不用问他了，他是聋子，他听不见的。”
When I asked what you need to pray and he didn't answer, the people around him said he's a deaf, he cannot understand you or hear you.
你只要为他祷告就可以了。
It's enough you pray for him.
然后我就抱住他的耳朵，然后为他祷告。祷告完之后，然后大家问说，有什么祷告之后有什么感受？他竟然就是跟然后 就是跟人就是有点头有在回应，然后边上的人就叫起来说，哎，他听见了，我当时我自己都不相信。
Okay, I put my hand around his ear and after that and pray for him, and after that people around him said, oh, he has some movement, he got some sense, and I myself didn't believe it at that time.
所以我自己为他祷告了，我自己都不相信这个神迹会发生。
Yeah, I prayed for him, I didn't pray, believe in that wonders, but truly it happens.
在传福音的过程当中，真的是可以经历主耶稣赐给我们的这些能力。
We can experience all the powers that Jesus gave us.
我们可以还会经历很多其他的这些神迹奇事的发生，其实这些都是在传福音过程当中是会经常会遇见的。
We can experience other wonders that is very common during the course of the evangelism.
当然，并不是每次你都会经历这些神迹。
Of course, not every time you are experience these miracles.
啊，主耶稣会根据自己的旨意来决定。向何人何时何地来彰显他的能力。
Okay, Jesus himself determines when and where and to whom he will manifest his powers to.
所以耶稣复活之后吩咐门徒去传扬福音，在传扬福音过程当中他把他的这个能力赐给我们，我们可以经历耶稣的能力，这些是为了坚固我们的信心，也为了证实我们所传的道。
So he bestowed this magic power to us, and we experience his power during the course of the evangelism.
主行神迹的目的不是为了满足我们的好奇心，也不是为了彰显我们自己的荣耀。
The purpose of the Lord's miracle is not to satisfy our curiosity or to show our human glory.
而是用来证实我们所传的福音是真的，证实耶稣基督真是上帝的儿子，真是我们的救主。
But to confirm the gospel we preach, to confirm that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God and our Savior.
我们传的人信心也因此更加的坚固，我们的生命也会因此经历这些，能够我们的生命也会被主改变。
And in this way,to strengthen the faith of those who believe and our faith as well, and our life will be transformed by the Lord.
在马可福音十六章十九节到二十节说，主耶稣和他们说完了这话，后来就被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿们。
Mark 16:19-20, when the Lord Jesus had finished speaking with them, he was taken up to heaven and seated at the right hand of God. The disciples went out and proclaimed the gospel everywhere. The Lord worked with them, confirming the word preached by following it with signs.
主耶稣复活之后向门徒显现，门徒从不信转变成坚信，然后耶稣就指示他们要将福音传到世界各地。
After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples, who turned from unbelief to conviction. Jesus then instructed them to spread the gospel to all the world.
然后耶稣就升天，坐在上帝的右边，他以这样的荣耀的方式结束了他在地上的侍奉，并且开始了在天上的工作。
And then he was taken up to heaven and seated at the right hand of God. In this glorious way, he completed his earthly ministry and began his work in heaven.
耶稣升天是他荣耀的归宿，也标志着他救赎的工作的完成。他坐在神的右边是尊贵与权柄的象征。
His ascension is a mark of his completion of his earthly ministry, and he seated at the right hand of the God is a symbol of honor and authority.
他在那里要做我们的中保，替我们向父神祷告。他也赐下圣灵与我们同在，来帮助我们。
He is there as our mediator, praying to God and the Father on our behalf. He also gave the Holy Spirit to be with us.To help us.
将来他还要再来迎接我们到天家。
In the future, he will come again, and together with us, we will go to the heaven home.
一个真正对主耶稣基督有信心的人，我们听从主的命令，我们的生命也会被主所改变。
If we follow up his word and we, our life will be changed.
生命的改变主要体现在几个方面。第一，我们可以看到是否我们有依靠圣灵的帮助来脱离罪的捆绑。我们以前常常犯的一些罪是否已经脱离了，还是说没有？
The change of our life is mainly reflected in the several aspects. First, whether we rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to be free from the bondage of the sin, do we continue in some of the sins we used to commit?
如果我们说我们信主了，但是我们的生命还是活在那些以前常常犯的一些罪当中，我们很难说我们的生命是被改变的。
It's hard for us to see that our life is changed if we believe in God and we didn't change the way of life.
第二，我们是否改变了我们生活的重心？我们是否为主而活，还是继续活在自我
为
中心当中？
Second, have we changed the focus of our life?Do we live for the Lord or do we continue to live in a self-centeredness?
第三，我们是否听从主的话，去行主所喜悦的事情，还是继续跟从这个世界，与没有信主之人没有区别？
Third, have we obeyed the Lord's words or done what pleases him? Or do we continue to follow the world and be no different from the unconverted?
那些亲眼见证耶稣复活的那些门徒，他们的生命真的是彻底被改变了。他们不再惧怕逼迫，不再惧怕死亡，也不再为自己而活，而是把自己全然奉献给主所使用。
The disciples who witnessed the resurrection of God, Jesus, had their life completely changed. They no longer feared persecution, no longer feared death, and no longer live for themselves, but devoted themselves to the Lord's use.
他们若没有经历耶稣的复活，他们的生命是不可能有如此改变的。
Their life will not be changed if they not experience the resurrection of the Lord.
我们也是一样，如果我们不相信耶稣基督的复活，我们的生命也不可能被改变的。
Our life could not be changed if we don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
我们只有相信耶稣基督的复活，信靠他的复活，我们的生命才会被改变，我们才从此以后不再为自己而活，而是为主而活。
Only we believe in him and change our way of life that our life can be changed.
我们知道主耶稣复活之后，我们的信心就会更加坚固，我们就可以放胆出去传扬福音。
So we know that Jesus is resurrected and our faith is strengthened and we are bold enough to go out and preach the gospel.
我们就可以来侍奉主。
So that we can serve our Lord well.
把自己的时间，把自己的精力，把自己的所有的一切都奉献给主所使用，因为主，这位主是复活的主，而不是死了的主。
So that we can devote all our lives, the times and energy to the course of the Lord'sundertaking, and because this is a living God, it's not a dead God.
因为我们现在侍奉的是一位那位坐在天上复活的主，而不是仍然埋在坟墓里面的那位主。
Because the Lord we are serving the Lord, a living in the heaven, not the one who was buried in the tomb.
许多信徒之所以软弱无力，不是因为疾病，也不是因为贫穷，而是生命没有被福音彻底翻转过来。
Many believers are weak, not because of sickness or poverty, but because their life have not been completely turned around by the gospel.
没有把信心建立在主耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩与死里复活的这个大能之上。
And they had not built their faith on the salvation of the Lord Jesus on the cross and the power of his resurrection from the dead.
所以今天是纪念主耶稣基督复活的日子，对我们每一位基督徒来讲， 对每一位甚至是还没有信号耶稣基督的人来讲都是非常重要的日子。
So today is the day we remember our Lord, and it means a lot to those believers as well as to those unbelievers.
因为耶稣基督真的复活了。
Because truly, our Lord resurrected.
我们所信靠的这位主是复活的主，是我们生命之主。
He's the Lord of our life. He's the Lord of the resurrection.
他真是我们的主的话，我们就要去听从他的话，去传扬这个可以使人得到救恩的这样的福音。
He's our Lord. He's our Savior. So that we were following him to preach the gospel.
因为他也真的复活了，他复活的大能已经赐给我们，让我们可以得着这样的能力，可以去经历这样的能力。
And his almighty power has been bestowed on us so that we can experience the power of him.
因为耶稣复活了，他是永活的主，我们的生命也被他所改变。
Because Jesus has risen up from the dead and our life is completely changed.
若耶稣没有复活，所有这些都是不可能的事情。
If our Lord hasn't risen from the dead, all of these are in vain.
但是耶稣真的复活的话，这些都可以发生在真正信靠他之人的身上。
Now that Lord is risen from the dead, and that these things will happen to all of us.
所以今天在这地方，我们一起庆祝耶稣基督的复活，盼望着耶稣复活的这个能力，复活之后的生命可以彻底来改变我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
So we celebrate this day, and we can experience His power, and we can be totally, completely changed.
让我们能够活出耶稣复活的这种生命来。
Let live out the true life of Jesus.
那才是一个真正的有基督生命的一个基督徒。
That is a true Christian with a true Jesus life.
如果我们的生命还活得非常的软弱，我们真的是要回到这个最核心的信仰里面，我们真的信耶稣基督复活了吗？
If we are still feel weak, we must go to the very beginning of our faith, that is the resurrected Jesus.
如果我们当中还有没有信靠耶稣基督的，真的是在这复活节的这个时候，我真的盼望着也能够跟我们一样来信靠这位复活的主。
Those of us who still unbelieve, we look forward you to return to the Christian entity.
因为我们这位复活的主，他是永活的主，他在天上。
Because this Lord is the everlasting Lord and he's in the heaven.
他要赐给我们永远的生命。
He grants us our eternal life.
他要赐给我们能力，可以去跟随他。
He grants us the power to follow him.
他已经拯救了我们，也一定要拯救，可以拯救你。
He has already saved us and he can certainly save you.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord, our Jesus Christ.
你为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上面。
You were crucified on the cross because of the sin of ours.
代替了我们罪所应受的刑罚。
You suffered a lot because of our sin.
使我们信靠你的人，我们罪被赦免。
So that our sins are saved.
我们也感谢你，你死后三天复活。
Thank you. After 3 days, you rose from the dead.
你现在坐在天上，掌管一切。
You seated at the right hand of, in the right hand of the God in the heaven.
使一切信靠你的人，将来虽然死了，也会像你一样使你复活，与你永远同在。
So that who believe in you, even though they die in the future, they can still have the life, have the eternal life, and be with you.
你的受死与复活带给我们的恩典是何等的大。
What a tremendous love you give us because of your birth and resurrection.
让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能够坚定地跟来信靠你。
May all of each and every one of our believers can experience your power and be with you.
信靠你是我们的救赎，也是我们的生命之主。
trust you. You are the savior of our life and end up.
求你来祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
May you bestow your gratitude, your grace to each and every one of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name, this prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.